Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yale Levin Sheldon is the leader of No Left Turn in Education here in Central Virginia. And Yale is with us because I hope you heard in Gary's newscast, Yale, about the comment period now being open for Governor Youngkin's revised standards in education related to trans issues. And I hope conservatives will make their voices heard. What do you all plan to do?
Great. Thank you. Good morning, John.
Yeah.
The comment period just opened and it's already posted on our Facebook group, mm-hmm. and it will be posted in all of our Virginia Facebook groups. And we need to flood the town hall with a massive amount of positive comments supporting this regulation, because I guarantee you there will be a massive amount of comments that are against it, and there are already lawsuits being planned. There are already school divisions that are saying they will not follow the guidance, when of course when Governor Northam made any guidance, they followed it and said they can't deviate from any guidance of the previous governor. So incredibly important to get a record amount of positive comments there.
And what exactly is in Governor Youngkin's new standards that has got the left-wing crowd so upset? The way it's been explained to me, I was watching Channel 12 this morning and their update last night, is that it requires that teachers call students by the name that is on their official documents, which presumably at this stage in society would match their real
biological
gender,
sex.
Their biological gender, their factual gender, rather than just how they're feeling that day. Is that controversial?
It shouldn't be. So what really this policy does is, so the previous policy basically took away the rights of parents and didn't respect all students and the rights of all students. Mm-hmm. And it specifically said that there are no regulations requiring school staff to notify a parent or guardian of a student's request to affirm their gender identity. And then the school can help them share the information with their family when they're ready to do so. And remember, these are minors we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The new policy, the guiding principles of the new policy, is that parents are the ones who get to make decisions for their minor children. And so schools will have to respect the parents' values and beliefs and defer to the parents for decisions and keep parents informed. And the schools will have to respect all students and serve the needs of all students. So it's really very simple, and it should not be controversial. These are minor children, and so the parents, you know, the policy says that the parents are included and in charge. And this should be a good thing, because everybody knows, it's been proven again and again, that when there's a good relationship between, when the parents are involved in their children's education, it leads to a better relationship between parents, teachers, admins, and the students, and everybody wins, you know?
Stops the crazy activists from running your family. I mean, that would, if I had kids, that would be my main concern, is that these kids do belong to me until they're 18. I'm responsible
for
them. If they break things, I'm the one that has to pay for it. If they behave badly, I'm the one that has to go to court with them. I'm the one that society is looking to raise these kids.
Yes,
and I'll be damned if I'm going to turn this over to some left-wing activist who's going to undermine the authority that I would assert in my own home. I'm not going to give that to somebody simply because they demand it. It sounds like Governor Youngkin has a deep appreciation for that.
The policy keeps the parents in charge. The policy also recognizes that there is such a thing as biological sex.
Yeah.
So all the activities like bathrooms, locker rooms, participation in, you know, sex-separated events like sex ed and overnight school trips and athletics will be based on biological sex. Now, the caveat is that they can only be modified to comply with federal law, and that that is the big change that's coming with Title IX. So I can discuss that, but let me make sure that I cover everything that's really important in this policy. The student records can only be changed if a parent of a minor submits a legal document, like, you know, birth certificate, whatever, passport, or a court order substantiating the legal name or sex change. Now, if you want to be called by a different pronoun at school, the students must have written parental consent submitted to the school. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing I would say about this policy, it affirms that that compelled speech is prohibited by the First Amendment. So even if a student's parents say, okay, I'll give you consent to call my child a different pronoun, no staff will be compelled to address or refer to the students in any way that would violate their constitutionally protected rights. So even if the parents are agreeing, a teacher still does not have to.
Yeah, it's just so shocking to me that we've reached a place in society where delusional parents coupled with delusional children override what is factual truth. I just can't believe that we've reached that place in society.
I don't know. I have a different theory. I don't think it's delusion by the parents. I think the parents, I mean, obviously I've kept track of the data, and what I see is that the majority, not all, but the majority of these students and affirming parents are white and are middle-upper class white people, students and parents. And these are the same people that have been told for a while now that they're oppressors. And so the only way for them to not be bad, because no one wants to hear that they're bad, you know, the only way for them is to become part of the marginalized. And the only way for white, middle upper class kids and parents to not be oppressors, to be marginalized, is to become trans. That's the only way for that to happen. Now, some of it is conscious, some of it is not. But yeah, it's not delusion. They're just finding a way to be marginalized.
Well, that may be true. The other thing that crosses my mind, and I'm confronted by this a lot, Yale, as a gay guy, and it really angers me that this issue is such a potent issue that's so first row, because I don't really want to talk about this on the radio, but then I'm forced to because this issue keeps coming up, and it infuriates me. But I get confronted. How can you, as a gay guy, be against the trans policy? Don't you realize what they used to say about gays? I'm like, you know what? Just because I'm gay doesn't mean I'm stupid. And just because I'm gay does not mean that I don't see the distinctions between these issues. And this is a very different issue. Don't expect me to go along with craziness just because I was or am a part of another group that was labeled as crazy. Every crazy person is not suddenly sane simply because I used to be a part of a group, or I'm a part of a group that used to be labeled as crazy.
Well,
I'm smart enough to see the difference.
Well, the scary thing is that we're all individuals, and they are insisting on placing us in groups. And you know what? Not all gays are monoliths. Not all Jews are monoliths. Not all trans people are monoliths. Not all Black people are monoliths. So,
well, it's manipulative. To your point, I think it's manipulative to try to take people and say, you don't want to be an oppressor, do you? You don't want to be like the person who was against Blacks because they were Black. So if you don't go along with us, then you're just like the oppressors of the past. You know what I say to that? BS. And I would say it more forcefully if I wasn't on the radio, to be honest with you.
Right.
That has got to be beaten back. That attitude has got to be beaten back. Hey, Yale, where can we follow you and find out more information about backing up Governor Youngkin's policies?
Null of Turn in Education, Central Virginia. We also have an amazing event tonight at the Great American Ranch starting at 6 p.m. It's the movie What is a Woman? Plus a panel Q&A of experts discussing it.
That's tonight?
Yes,
tomorrow?
That is at 6 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow. Sorry. Thank
tomorrow.
You so much.
Tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking. Thank tomorrow you. Night. Okay.
Thank you. And then another day we'll get into Title IX because it's going to make a big impact on this.
Oh, yeah. Yale Levin Sheldon, No Left Turn in Education.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.